recording live from my third favorite place in Viroqua, Studio B. I'm Eric.
And this is Aaron.
This is View from the Bleachers. Buddy, how was your week?
Good. How was yours?
Yeah, rock solid.
Yeah?
Did everything. Everything was great. My son started youth wrestling.
Oh, good for you.
Yep. Yeah. He's really digging. First year, second grade. Super. He's into it.
Is he into all the sports?
He is playing soccer. Both of my kids play soccer. They have played all sports but football. They've ran track. They've done tennis. Yeah.
So the cheaper sports.
Yeah.
He's not into hockey?
No. I'd like to get him into long distance running. Before we get fired off here, big shout out to, it's a reminder every year with my kids in sports, big shout out to all the youth wrestling coaches, all the youth sports coaches, all the volunteers that they help with fundraising, bringing your kids to the meets, trucking all over the place. All those things are volunteer positions, and everybody does such a great job. So big shout out to those parents, teachers, and volunteers that keep those wheels moving for all those kids involved.
Ready to go. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just a...
It's like a civic duty kind of thing.
Yes. They are doing real good work with a lot of kids, and
cool.
Big shout out to them.
Well, that'll raise our listenership to maybe 12.
Double.
Yeah.
We're going to double it up.
Well, we're
on
doing
this
great.
One, buddy. Yep. We're keeping the tracker on it.
Okay. So on to real stuff.
Real stuff that happened this week. Packers had a bye, so nothing happened.
Yeah.
With the Packers, they are still the same team. They played on the 4th against the Bears, and they won. They will be playing Monday the 19th against the Rams. That is a very long layoff for the Packers.
Probably needed it, though.
Well, I mean, they were on what you could call a hot streak, right? They'd won two games in a row.
Yeah, I guess.
So that's something. They're still at that spot. They're a 7-point favorite against the Rams. Rams were the Super Bowl champions last year. Not a good team this year. Somehow they are worse than the Green Bay Packers record-wise.
But they got Baker Mayfield now.
They have a former former number one pick as their starting
played
quarterback.
Played really good.
But they're still a bad team.
Yeah. So everything else around them.
In theory, the Packers
should
win. They must win. If they want to make the playoffs, or if we want to, as a fan of them, want to talk about the playoffs, they have to win this week. Then they go Dolphins, then they go Minnesota, and then they go to the Lions to close out the year. They will not be favored in any of the rest of their games this year.
They'll probably be against the Vikings. They probably will by the time that happens.
You think so?
I'm a Viking fan.
Just
I know
because
it.
It's the Vikings.
At Lambeau? Yeah. You don't do so well.
You'd rather see an upset of the Vikings win then so that is that's the Packers season in a nutshell. Basically, they gotta win and a whole bunch of people gotta lose, and
we won't talk about the Jordan Love Aaron Rodgers until they're really officially out of
it. We'll keep kicking that can down the road until
it'll be a fun can though.
Oh,
I think
yeah, that's a good kicking can. Yeah, that's a fact. I think we'd rather talk about the Vikings.
No, we don't really need to talk about the Vikings.
They
We're
lost.
Fine.
They lost, though.
Yeah, of course they did. Everybody else picked them to lose.
They're still 10-3. They lost to the Lions by 11 points. They once again, stop me when you've heard this, Aaron, they've gave up almost 500 yards to another team.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This time it was to Jared Goff, led 350 yards, gave up 135 yards rushing. On 30 attempts to the Lions. Basically, the Lions just kept coming all day, scored points in all the quarters, scored 13 points in the last quarter. It was an offensive game.
Yay.
Yeah, and the Vikings, once again, didn't have any defense, so.
Oh, on the plus side, there was no plus side. No, I mean, there is. Kurt and JJ connected. I mean, JJ had 239 yards receiving.
That's impressive, once
you know?
Again.
I mean, he's got one more game that's over 200 receiving yards than Randy Moss.
You could make an argument on a team that's had two other two Hall of Fame wide receivers. Justin Jefferson might be the best wide receiver that the Minnesota Vikings have ever had. Between he's better than Chris Carter. He's better than Randy Moss. Is the argument.
Right. And Chris Carter said it himself that JJ is better than him and Moss.
Okay.
He admitted it. I mean, it was quoted, and I heard that, and said, yeah, he's great. He's better. He's more physical. He's going to be better than Moss.
Okay.
I'm like, great. Fantastic. So that fifth-year deal comes around, we lose him to another team. So fantastic. Can't wait for that to happen.
Enjoy it well. Yeah. Like a good
enjoy it till what lasts.
Like a good Vikings fan, enjoy God. It while it lasts, because it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it is. I mean, one second. You know, this is how bad it was on Sunday.
Sure.
An O-line caught a pass and made a first down.
Yeah, I saw part of that. That was
did you?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that and went, oh, that's just dumb. And subsequently, this is when I'm canceling all my subscriptions my TV, so I don't have to worry about watching them anymore. I could just ignore it completely. So.
That's the season's almost over. But I mean, four games. That season is a playoff 10-3 team.
We just got to win one game, and we got that.
Okay.
You know, then we're in the playoff for sure. We've got home field advantage.
I mean, it feels like they're a playoff team, right?
They are. They just get their defense together.
At this point in the season, it's too late to get your defense together, right?
You can't. Donatelle quoted today or yesterday saying, well, it's not my scheme. I'm scheming just fine. It's my player it's the players.
Okay.
So that's great. He'll really earn the respect of all of his players on that side.
Well, I mean, they were playing against a real team. The Lions are second place in the division. They've won 5 of 6. I looked up a stat. Here's our stat of our interesting stat of the day. Can we look that up for next week? We have a week. Can we work on a whistle or a something? Thank you.
Yep.
As my amateur producer, can you get on?
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
I got it.
They are looking to become the 8th of 17 teams featured on Hard Knocks to make the playoffs. Only the eight of the 17 seasons of Hard Knocks has that team made the playoffs. They are trying to.
I don't know if they will though.
They've got a puncher's they've got a Packers chance at this point.
They've got a better chance than the Packers do. Don't they?
Yes. They're a game above the Packers, and yes. The answer is yes.
And then Packers play the Lions as the very last game of the year. So that game could be really, really important.
Yeah, that could be the
game.
The game to make somebody into the playoffs. The Vikings next are against a 4-8 Colts team that you could argue is one of the most disappointing teams in the NFL this year. that feels like a win. After that, they've got the Packers. So they could snuff out the Packers season.
Yep.
Which would be nice. Finish that off. So that's the entirety of. Was there anything else interesting in the world of football that you saw?
We won't touch the Dan Snyder stuff with the Commanders.
No, I
don't. Even the owners who had a meeting today aren't touching it.
No, anytime the owners of the league don't want to talk about how bad the other owner is,
they want to get rid of the
they
owner.
They want to get rid of a guy, and he doesn't seem like a good billionaire, which
is there really?
There must be a couple. If there's bad billionaires, there must also then be a couple of good ones. I don't know which are NFL owners, but those bad guys don't like that bad guy. I got no other NFL. The Packers having a bye.
Yeah.
I was watching World Cup action. I was watching Badger basketball. I was getting into other things for the sports weekend.
Are you following the college football playoffs at all?
Yeah.
I mean, what's it?
Ohio State and Michigan and TCU and Georgia.
And Georgia's playing Michigan, aren't they?
Georgia and Michigan. those three games are really all you got to watch if you don't love college football, you only got to watch three games. Or four if you find a local, the Badger. You can find the Badger Bowl game, but the two semifinals and the final features tons of talent, and those will be your 1, 2, 3, 4 ranked teams throughout the year.
Who do you think? Just on a whim, who do you think?
Georgia.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think Michigan's going to take it.
They did it last year, and they got more NFL talent. The only problem becomes in these bowl games is a lot of the high-end talent won't play in these bowl games.
Yep.
They are protecting their stock for the draft. So it really becomes a flip a coin for these four teams.
Yeah. Because I think running back for Ohio State's not playing.
Yes. That is correct. And you'll find defensive players for Georgia. Yeah. There's three of them as first round picks. Any of these guys who are looking at leaving college early, they won't play either.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll talk about some of the bowl stuff coming up next week.
They don't play till January, though.
That is end of December. January for 7th. I think January 7th is the national, give or take, national championship week. Okay. So,
it's there.
Can we play music?
You want to play a song?
Please, can we play one song, Aaron Holton?
How about a little Dropkick Murphys?
I want to hear one Dropkick Murphys song.
Which one would you like?
I'd like to hear Tessie. It is the official song of the Boston Red Sox professional Major League Baseball team.
Are you a fan of them?
I'm not a Red Sox fan. I'm a Brewers fan, but it leads us into what we'll talk about when we get back from. Yeah, that's a tease, I think. I looked that up in my radio dictionary, buddy. That's a tease.
We're becoming really professional and just kind of...
One of us is doing,
it's not me. I'm just the amateur producer.
This guy.
The Red Sox are the world champions. For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball world championship. Can you believe it?
Tessie is the Royal Rooters rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed April through October nights after serenade installed in Eden Yard. Tessie is a maiden with a sparkling eye. Tessie is a maiden with a love. She doesn't know the meaning of her side. She's got a comet full of love. And sometimes when the game is on the line, Tessie always carried them away. Put the game on hold. The Rooters gave the other team a dreadful fright. Boston's 10th man could not be wrong. Up from third base to Huntington, they sang another victory song.
2, 3, 4
To sing, I'll sit in the gravy shouting. When I hear them, that's around Boston.
Don't blame us if we ever doubt you. You know we could have lived without you. Tessie.
WDRT View from the Bleachers. Hey, also just a reminder for everybody before we get back into things. We are in the middle of the season of giving, which means if you were to donate anything between now and December 31st, you'll be entered to win a bunch of cool prizes. A USA-made knit hat with the WDRT logo on it, gift cards from Wonder State Coffee, gift boxes from Nordic Creamery, and the best is a $1,000 cash prize. So go to WDRT.org, check out the donate tab and all the details there, or stop by the studio, 311 South Main Street. I had to remember what the address was. But yeah, season of giving going on right now. Make sure you check it out. Help us out. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And do. And getting back to the stuff. Baseball trade, once again, third time in 3 weeks. The Brewers have made a trade to improve their roster. A couple days ago, it was the Brewers, the A's, and the Braves getting together on a three-man battle royale of a trade. Estuary Ruiz, the main guy, young player in the Josh Hader trade a couple weeks ago, was traded to the A's by way of the Braves. The Braves received an all-star catcher. The Braves traded to the Brewers William Contreras, who is the younger brother of the now Cardinals catcher and former Cubs catcher. William Contreras, 25 years old, has played on two World Series teams. It's a big upgrade for the Brewers. That is, he was an all-star last year, hit 20 home runs, 278. That would have been the best hitter on the Brewers by a lot.
Wow.
And so that trade for Josh Hader, that didn't seem great at the time, now looks a lot better. They got what they needed for their lineup. They also picked up a young minor league pitcher and a 28-year-old relief pitcher along the way in that trade. That's a really nice silver lining for the Brewers for their offseason. Now they've got young outfielders, they've got a catcher, they've got starting pitchers. They're looking a lot better on paper than
they were. Looking a lot different?
Much different.
Yeah.
They're going to start, first baseman will be the same. Working our way around. And Christian Yelich is still a starter, so you'll probably have two, maybe three guys out of nine.
From last year. Yeah.
That's quite the turnover.
That's a heck of a...
It's a good reminder that baseball is a real long-term operation. Josh Hader came along to the Brewers as part of a trade years ago when they got rid of a Carlos Gomez and a Mike Fears at the end of a really bad season. They picked up Josh Hader and some young guys. Josh Hader turned out to be an all-star, and the young guys were used as part of a trade to get Christian Yelich. Baseball's a big long-term operation.
You okay?
Maybe.
Why don't you take a drink quick? We could talk about, since we were talking about Major League Baseball, can we talk about all these salaries and all these contracts?
Yeah. Yeah, we were looking that up. It's amazing how much a good baseball player goes for these days. Parents, if you have a chance to raise yourself a Major League Baseball player, do that. Christian Yelich is the highest paid baseball player on the Brewers. $26 million.
He is on this list.
18th, right? Somewhere
20th.
20th
now.
Highest paid baseball player.
After Aaron Judge and...
And he is far and away the Brewers' highest paid.
I just realized this now, looking at this list that I have in front of me. Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander are both on the Mets, right?
That is correct.
But both are getting $43 million.
Yes. That is $80 million plus for two pitchers. It's a rich man's game, this baseball ownership thing. The Brewers have a current payroll of $112 million. Just above the league average of about $102 million. The Yankees, the Mets. The Mets are spending $253 million on payroll this year. Double the Brewers. Second is the Yankees at $207 million. Then there's a pretty big jump down to the high-spending Phillies, Padres, Braves, Angels, Dodgers.
Giants?
Giants now are going to be around $150 million.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's $30 million more than the Brewers. Not coincidentally, the only team that made the playoffs this year not on that list is the Tampa Bay Rays, who a lot of their ownership and their management has come to the Brewers. It's the same mentality. We have to develop players, and we can't spend where we can't spend. But running through the list, highest paid player in baseball is Max Scherzer at $130 million for 3 years, $43 million. You've got 10-year, $325. Mike Trout, the best player in baseball far and away, 12 years, $425 million. Mookie Betts, 12 years, $365. These are... Every one of the players on that list are going to be paid till they're 40 years old. hard to believe that guy's 5 years ago. Christian Yelich was the seventh highest paid baseball player 5 years ago at $26 million. He is now a top 20 highest paid player, so it really goes to show you in baseball, you really do have to spend that money. Carlos Correa, former one-season Twin.
Yep.
Longtime Astro, signed today for, was it 12 years?
13 years,
13 years, 300.
Yeah, it's something.
365. He's going to be a 40-year-old shortstop. When owners talk group say they can't spend the money.
Right.
It is on, they can choose to spend the money. They don't.
Right.
And I guess if you're the Brewers, you just keep plugging along with, you hope these young guys hit, you have starting pitches, you spend the money correctly when you can.
You got a new stadium, fairly new.
Yeah.
It
helps. It helps. You have a good stadium and a great fan base. That really does carry you as a franchise. So we'll keep talking Brewers every week, assuming they just keep making a trade to change the team little by little. I'm still optimistic once again, but as we get a little bit... into winter, we can talk more specifics. Sure. But now there's a nice lull in the baseball season because the Brewers are not spenders.
Right.
So nothing that's happening in baseball, if you're a Brewers fan, affects you one little bit at all.
And I'm a Twins fan, but I'm just a fair weather fan, so I couldn't tell you who. I don't even know one player on my team.
Not anymore. No. After Carlos Correa.
Right, that was the only one I knew, know.
Yep.
And yeah, so that's what it is.
Let's see. We've got... The Bucks. The Bucks are 20-7 now. Second best team in the East behind the Celtics. We're about a quarter of the way through the season. Yeah. If you count playoffs and the regular season, they're still without their second best player. They play really good defense. They shoot the three, and they've got the most athletic best player. Giannis Antetokounmpo is still the best player, so they're going to continue to be the second best team in the East all year.
Is it Golden State?
Golden State Warriors?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're probably the top still.
They're a 500 team. Basketball,
really?
It comes and goes quick. You're looking at a curve where the players on the Warriors are just on the other side of that 30-year-old curve. They're not quite as athletic as they used to be.
Right.
Kind of team. But on any given night, a team like that can score 140 points.
So who's the top team right now?
Boston's the best team in the East.
Oh, yeah, Boston. Yep.
They've got Jason Tatum is an MVP candidate.
Yeah, he's been just playing lights out, isn't he?
He's a 6'8", do-everything forward, playing the best basketball of his career. Yes, that team is better.
How about in the West?
In the West, you've got...
Could that be the Lakers? Isn't it?
Memphis looked pretty good for a while. The Lakers are not very good.
Pelicans?
Yeah, New Orleans looks pretty
Zion?
Good. With Zion looks...
Finally healthy and actually the guy there.
If you get a chance to catch, the Pelicans are on ESPN quite a bit because Zion Williamson is still primetime TV. Yep. He is pure athleticism.
He's finally playing.
And he's finally playing unhurt at 6'7" and 290 pounds.
Like a mini Shaq.
He is an unbelievable athlete to watch playing basketball.
Okay.
But really, the basketball season doesn't start till after Christmas.
Right.
Trades and injuries and free agents and guys coming back and so basketball really is a non thing for a while.
They're not still planning on having. They're still talking about a mid-season playoff tournament. Was that not? That's still one of those things.
They got that shelved for a.
Yeah.
They've changed the playoff system where there's a play-in tournament.
Right. I knew that. Which is
to keep interest in basketball alive.
It's like adding the seventh team to the wild card.
It's a long season. 82 games plus 20 playoff games is a long season to keep you interested. Yeah, shorten it up. Do 12 games.
But it's not. It's all money.
Right. Yeah. There's good money in pro sports. A little bit. As it turns out.
Yeah, really.
It's profitable.
Yeah.
We can talk Badger football, nothing has happened that's real, super and exciting, noteworthy. The new coaching staff has been getting really good recruiting. Guys are staying.
Some guys.
Yep. Some guys are staying. Some guys are going. He seems to be bringing in Luke Fickell, new coaching staff,
yep.
High-end four-star defensive players, high test. That's what he's known for, his defense. So, yeah, they're going to get a little better recruits, which means, in theory, better teams a couple of years.
Yep. That's what college football is all about, is the recruiting
with
process.
With transfer portals and recruiting, yep, get the best players for as many years as you can to win. Badger basketball would probably be the only thing left
we got plenty of time
to chat on. All right, good. Speak slowly about that as I can.
Yeah. We got a couple of minutes left.
Badger basketball is sitting at 8-2. They beat Iowa 78-75 in overtime. The last seven games they've played have been by 5 points or less. They've had a 5-2 record in those games. They've lost to some really good teams. They've lost to a Kansas team that will be a, you know, Final Four type team, as they always are. The Wisconsin Badgers are looking really good. They have, they even after losing an NBA player last year, they're the same. Tyler Wall, he was a junior last year. He was good. He's a do-everything kind of player. Looks like an all-Big Ten senior forward, like the Badgers seem to get every few years.
Sure.
And Chucky Hepburn, who last year was freshman, real good freshman Big Ten player, point guard. Looks like he's jumped up to an all-Big Ten level point guard. Stephen Crowell is a 6'10" guy out of Minnesota, I believe Lakeville, Minnesota.
Oh, nice.
They've gotten a lot of recruits out of Lakeville, Minnesota.
Really?
They've had, Nate Reavers was a guy last year, a big man. He was from there. They've had at least one or two other players from Lakeville, Minnesota.
So they got must be in the water.
They got another guy this recruiting cycle out of Lakeville, Minnesota. Yeah.
Something in the water.
There's something in that area of Minnesota. Wisconsin has been taking all of the recruits from Minnesota for the last 10 years. Yeah, but they look really good.
Good.
They haven't played. I mean, Iowa's a real team.
Yeah.
They've got a good coach, great players the last few years. They've been an upper echelon Big Ten team. Maryland was ranked, and Wisconsin has beat both of them.
Good.
So they're gonna be a fun watch all year. Let's see what
we've got. 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Well, why don't you tell us all about the ways that we can listen to us on various places?
I can do that.
Thank you, Aaron Holton.
So check us out on WDRT.org, the website. Go to the schedule. Pick Friday, 9:30 a.m. Look up, pops up our bio. Brief little explanation of what we have here. You can actually stream the show. You can actually download it, too, right from that website. Listen to it anytime you want, or on Spotify. And we have the link right there on the bio page, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you're into Spotify, you can listen. We're on Spotify.
That is fun. I also have a suggestion. If anyone listening has any suggestions for sports-related songs, I honestly have about 5 that I want. So if anybody's got any suggestions beyond those 5, send out an email, or if you just see one of us.
They can actually do it right on the website, too.
Or if you see us in the street, feel free to just yell suggestions across the street or come up to us in the store.
And because it's community radio, can't have any bad words.
Yep, zero swearing words, but all the other forms. Please, please do send me anything of that. I look forward to it.
Otherwise, that's going to have to do it for us tonight. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, thank you for playing along. This was, once again, our best show ever. Look forward to doing this again next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Make sure you check it out.
Bye.